This is Scott Spears, broadcasting from the 172nd County Fair. Hope you're having a great time wherever you are. It is here, 4 minutes past the hour. And this is sounding good wherever neck of the woods you are in. We are having a great time. We're going to be joined momentarily by Linda Sims and Mr. Pickle is. He's here. And oh, let's see, we got the. Hey, the truck is not at the custom. Saturday, Depot Day at 7:30. Today is Week Day, as well as Senior Citizen Day and Can Day. Now that I look at the time, that ended about 15 minutes ago. So, Veterans Day on Friday, I believe it is. Now, we're only 8 and 12 noon. Now, tomorrow, Kids Day, the rides will open at 10 o'clock. Normally, they open at so that will be the difference tomorrow. As I say, we'll be joined by Mr. Pickles momentarily here and Linda Sims, both running a little late to the game here today, but that is okay. Mr. Pickles was here once, and then he had to get something, so we're not sure what he went to go get, but we will all find out very soon. Linda Sims, she was here earlier in the day. Her show will be on later today, 4:15 to 5 p.m. on WWGH Radio. Linda's one of the 5 p.m. and we always record our programs on this station. It's a rainy day, a gloomy day here at the Marion County Fair, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And we'll keep on keeping on. All righty. Well, Linda and Mr. Pickles shall return. We do have T-Mobile for the broadcast. Cool. 95. We thank them for everything they've done for us here at the Marion County Fair. So a big thank you goes out to T-Mobile. And hopefully broadcast later than it did yesterday. Now, yesterday we had to broadcast outside. Now, today we are actually in the exhibition hall, which is nice. And keep us out of the rain, which would have been this morning. Now, Linda should be here momentarily. I'm not sure where she got lost at, but we'll be good when she gets here. Now, there are quite a few things going on after the fair. We have the California Farmers Market, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. through September. We have the corn tournament, $20, occurring up in Caledonia on Saturday the 13th. By 11 a.m., that goes to fund Christmas in the Village. If you're interested in this event, call us at 251-7437. We also have a big fall event. The happening Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Morrill County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. You can watch us on the internet at www.111.com. So go there as much as you would like. You can also refer to from the App Store in the world. We are in the Vendors Hall with Matt Shares Hall. With the exhibitioning 4-H groups, which is kind of nice to see all the projects all the kids have done. Work hard on those all year, and it really does pay off here at the fair. Now, I heard that Natalie, Angie's daughter, in the Lamb contest that went on this morning, took fourth place. Now, that's very good, being her first year being involved in the Lamb show. First year she's shown lambs. So to finish fourth place is pretty good. A lot of people involved in that contest. A lot of action out there earlier today. I do think that I maybe see Mr. Pickles heading back this way. No sign of Linda as well yet. But again, the show will be on today. Now, Adam, 2:15 until 3 p.m. That show you all kinds of good stuff up here on WBH Radio. Mr. Pickles is approaching us, so we will get full glory behind Mr. Pickles momentarily. Linda will hopefully show up momentarily. All right. It is 20 minutes past the hour on this very Tuesday, July the 2022. Now, Mr. Pickles, here at the Marianne Fair today.
I have four performances today, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And then I have three performances with Eric Conner tomorrow.
Now, what would be of Mr. Pickles? Where did it start?
Well, I've been a children's and family entertainer for about 20 years. And I one thing that always makes kids and almost everyone smile and laugh, and that's the word Pickles. So, when I decided to come up with the character Mr. Pickles, I thought, well, what could it be? And I came up with that, and I dressed all in green. The magic just happened, just kind of evolved.
Tell us, who is Mr. Pickles?
Mr. Pickles would be the Evan part. Who has been an actor for about 25 years now. I got a graduate from Honorable University, the three in New Chicago for many years, and then I lived in Ohio raising dogs. And this is where I am. I have to make a career where I am, so I decided to come up with a character.
So, what's your acting career?
Oh, gosh. I have any of the Equity Theaters in the Columbus area. Also touring around. Performed as Ronald McDonald here in the greater Central Ohio area until McDonald's decided to shut that program. So beyond that, I just kind of I love to entertain, I love to sing, I love to dance, and that's kind of kept me busy for about 25 years.
Is that still around at all? Do they still have Ronald McDonald?
Or train Ronald, he do some offense. But the program, which used to employ 250 gentlemen worldwide in all the major countries throughout the world, that no longer exists, unfortunately.
Well, that's a shame. That's unfortunate. But how long has that been gone?
About 4 years now, they did in the program. McDonald's went in a different direction.
Linda Sims is doing Fair with Mr. Pickles.
Welcome.
To the show here, Linda, today.
Good. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing well. Now, what's it? This is your first time at the Marion County Fair this year.
Forever to find it.
I know. It's a little different than when we were at the Coliseum.
Right, absolutely.
Mr. Pickles is just telling us here he was a Ronald McDonald at one point, but about 3 years ago, the program got discontinued.
Meeting you.
Yeah. Continue to tell us how that all evolved.
Sure. Well, you know, it kind of seems right. Whole clown. Well, it's just to be their current sweet thing. Now you're really unfortunately creepy using clowns. And I really saw that and put it down it. But taking off the matter of marketing, they decided to kind of just end it. But that thing for
that is a shame.
It's a shame. It's
people's fair. If somebody just takes a show, what will it be?
The kids, Juvia, also as well, guys, and you're just gonna have a good time. You might groan a few times at some of my poor jokes. Wobbling with a smile, I'm happy.
Now, Linda, what do you think about clowns? Do you think clowns would deviate into a very unfortunate way?
Movies. And then just knocking on the doors for a couple years ago.
That was kind of a national. It ended up being a publicity stunt for the clown movie that was going to be coming out here. But I know that a lot of our law programs around the whole country shut down for 1 month. Because of that.
Right, I think that was the beginning and the end of clowns. I really do.
Yeah, that trivial in something that McDonald was done for how many years?
Oh my gosh, since the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So over half a century he was around. Yeah. Now because of some clowns doing odd things, we have this. But is it nice to have a character?
I miss Ronald, he's a dear friend, and I miss him so much, but I really do enjoy Mr. Pickles. I don't have to put makeup on my face.
But you're still a clown. Change the face of a clown.
I'm pretty clowny.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Whatever
works, right?
Yeah. Whatever works. Now, Linda, your show will be on to 50 today.
Marie Harrington, she's going to be calling in, and hopefully it works. People claim they can't hear me when they call in. And
that's
I don't know what that is. I share it with them all. We're going to check that out again today.
Let's go look at that. What's going on there? Nothing worse than when the guests can't hear.
No, absolutely. So then they're doing all the talking, which I don't. Some of them do very talkative.
They got a lot to say.
Makes it easier for my show. Right?
Makes it easier. Mr. Pickle, now, give a joke.
Oh my goodness. A joke. Gosh, all my stuff is kind of on the fly.
I'm a professional.
Yes,
I can't hear you right now.
Shirley Temple.
Captain Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Buffalo Bob. All those people.
Howdy doody.
Right, but like you say, they have made these type of characters dangerous. They're kind of dangerous, and we have to keep children away from them, you know, they abduct our kids or do something harmful. And the culture we live in is very dangerous.
It's a whole different world.
A whole different world we live in today.
It really is. Now, what kind of crowds have you been drawing here at the fair, Mr. Pickles?
Today, which it is hot. Yesterday, I did two shows, and we had fantastic crowds. Now, it's kind of rainy out there, so it was more of a personalized show. As people walked by, I pulled them right up on stage, and we did a little bit of magic and fun together and just made it more personal.
Now, when did your interest in magic start?
You know, it's funny. I was telling my wife, as a kid, as a little boy from Findlay, Ohio, I used to go to a magic show, and he would put on a magic show for all us kids, and then afterwards, we'd all buy different little trinkets or novelty things. I remember buying the thing because my parents were smokers. I would put in their cigarettes to blow up their... That was the fun. But I have magic all my life. I never dreamed that I would grow up to eventually do magic. And my magic really do a lot of improv comedy based. I don't want to insult David Copperfield out there or anyone who's really a sincere illuminist.
I'm going to take it off, Dave. You want to visit with Mr. Pickles here for about 10 minutes? I got to run over and do something. Lynn and Mr. Pickles, we're going to continue the conversation.
Okay. Well, Mr. Pickles, to ask you.
Well, I think it's something actually you were just talking about.
What was that?
You know, we grew up with people like Howdy Doody and I'm trying to think of the gentleman. Came from the Howdy Doody show.
Yeah.
She was Clarabelle.
Right. I think I heard that.
Clarabelle.
Yeah.
So there was all these wonderful shows. It's so unfortunate in many ways the grown-ups only really try to adultify things. And kids just look at the laugh.
Right, you're absolutely right. I took my great grandbaby to the new park in Marion, Ohio. And it's like your heart just drops when you can't even talk then, you know, because we have this stigma like somebody may abduct my child or I'm responsible for her while she's in my care. So this is a culture that we live in. You can't make more people at ease.
Well, as a parent myself, being a parent, I always kept my eyes on my daughter anywhere I was. I mean, I could think of a story. I was in a park with my best friend sitting on a park bench, and she took off running with a bunch of other kids away from us. And she was just running over to the playground. But I really think it's just being just fun, let them have fun,
right.
But just keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
It's always been a strange world, but as long as we are parents first, we're parents, and we raise the kids and teach them values, morals, responsibilities, it's going to be just fun.
So, what can you say is different from when you grew up and now?
Well, when I grew up, I think we had 4 channels on the television. Right? I mean, I'm 50 years old, so on the television. I also grew up in Findlay, Ohio, which was a small town of 40,000, I think, maybe 4,000. So it was a perfect, you know, I mean, quite honestly, my parents probably did not know where I was the majority of the time. You just ran around. There were people doing awkward bursts. It's a different world.
Right.
But again, I think if we all just do the proper steps and look over our children, just make sure responsibly and pay attention to things, I think we're all going to be just fine. Just be neighbors to each other.
Right. I agree with you. How important do you think it is to have entertainment?
Oh, my goodness. Like I said, I grew up with me and Shirley Temple every when I came home from church. Shirley Temple movie was on television, and I loved it. I watched all those movies. I also watched The Three Stooges. I never thought that they were really hurting each other. But I love The Three Stooges. I love The Little Rascals. I tell you, my biggest beef these days, and it literally is my biggest beef, is there is no Saturday morning television for kids anymore. It's gone. Unless you maybe have, they expect you to have cable so that you can turn on a Disney or a Nickelodeon or something, but you know, when I was growing up, every Saturday morning there was Scooby-Doo and Johnny Quest and the Bugaloos and all these wonderful shows that every year there were new shows coming out. And in the fall, they'd have a special in primetime telling you all the shows. I feel like kids have been left behind in the society that we live in today, and they're not getting the fun and enjoyment that used to be given to them. I'd love to see that come back.
That's a big statement. So, in other words, you're saying that kids are being made to grow up faster and be more aware of what's going on around them instead of being children.
Well,
they're not allowed to be children anymore, right? I mean, technology today is so far advanced, and they're learning these things at a very early age, you know. Even my great-granddaughter's almost 4, can do things on my phone I can't do.
So true. I just had a girl on her phone at my show, and I told her, I said, I'm more interesting than your phone. It is the world that we live in. I mean, that affects not only kids, but that affects just everybody where we're going. It's our responsibility to make a kid still a kid, to let them, you know, enjoy growing up and discovering new things. And it's tough, but it can happen. As a parent myself, it can happen.
Like playing marbles and doing jump rope, right?
Yes.
Hop skip. What is that game you throw?
Hopscotch,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, nothing wrong getting there, and nothing wrong with the video game.
Yeah.
Yes, and nothing wrong with the video game, but let's not let them be on the video game all day long.
They need activities.
Kids need to go outside and play. They need to be stimulated in all sorts of ways, not just by their eye-hand coordination. So I played video games, my daughter played video games, but it certainly was not the end-all be-all. We went outside and we played and we went camping and we went hiking and we went and did things.
Yes.
And that's what I encourage people to do.
I do too, but a lot of parents are fearful to even let the kids go outside and do chalk on the sidewalk or... It's just a fear that they have placed in the atmosphere. It's just fear-based.
I think so, and I think not that there isn't some legitimacy to that, but I think some people are too much that way. I think your kids need to go out some, but independence is important. As you grow older, as you develop independence, and kids will fight you if you don't give them that independence. What they want is structure, you know. But I think you need to play, and I think you need to be okay. You just set the boundaries. Outside, back in the block. Don't go further than the block. Establish some guidelines and rules for your kids. Structure. Structure is so key. Kids want it. They do. They need it. They need
because
it.
Because structure.
Absolutely.
Create those boundaries throughout our lives.
It makes you a better adult.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is your greatest thing that the fair brings for you?
I love meeting all the different people. You know, I do. I really do. I'm a people person. And everybody walks to the beat of their own drum. So it's nice to see those people, meet those people. I love coming out to the different fairs throughout Ohio. I also perform at a lot of libraries and festivals. I go to a lot of daycares, and it's just a people smile and laugh. That's what makes me happy. Yeah.
That's my first time meeting you. I have heard of you. You've been to the Marion Fair before.
To Marion Fair, I'd say for the last 12 years.
Oh my.
I was, as Mr. Pickles, the last 4 years, before I was told Scott, I was Ronald McDonald in Central Ohio, so I came to the Marion County Fair about 10 years as Ronald. So I love the Marion County. I have been around. Not that right, sister.
No wonder Scott knows you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I grew up in Findlay. So I certainly am not too far. So Finley would play Marion, Marion Harding, I think, in football and stuff like that. So,
that?
Oh my goodness. Well, I said I'm in my 50s, so yeah. So I'm up there now. But yeah. Ah, the 50s. Class of 83. Stand up, be tall, be proud. Let me see. I'm performing at the not the Union County Fair. I'm trying. You know, I have such a full schedule. I think the next time I'm up and kind of near this area is the beginning of August. I am performing 2 days at the Cary Festival in Cary, Ohio. I just performed in pretty close nearby at the library in Mount Sterling? No. No, not Mount Sterling. Kind of near Kenton. I get confused of all the towns. I'm very busy this summer. I'm 39 this summer alone.
Okay, so you're a one-man show.
One-man show. Bring it. Set it up, sing, tear it down.
Well, how's it been going, Linda? You and Mr. Pickles here?
Yeah, we've been getting acquainted, yes. I told him, you know everybody. I think I've heard of him through you, but this is my first time meeting him. And, you know, being acquainted with him and what he does and why he does it. And it's good to know that there's still entertainment out there for young kids. Clean, fun,
absolutely.
Safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this is kind of interesting. This happened about 3 years ago, not long after I developed the Mr. Pickles character. Showtime came out with a brand new show called Kitty. About children's on-air performer on PBS, Ms. Pickles, in it wasn't me! It wasn't me! But it was me! And I have lots of my Jerry portraying a character for Ms. Pickles in Columbus, Ohio, which I'm based out of Columbus, Ohio. So I thought it was very funny. So I did as much publicity for myself as I could, saying the real Mr. Pickles.
Did they steal your identity?
They did not. No. Yeah, who knows how they came up with it? Stuff like that is in, they're formulating and coming up with, developing those ideas years before, so I'm not sure. It was kind of like a character, like Mr. Rogers, that he dealt with puppets and PBS and kids, but he was Mr. Pickles in Columbus, over and before, just like me.
Stole your identity. Wow. Right.
Where would you like to go? What haven't you done?
I'm real happy right the way the things are going. The direction. You know, this is one of my busiest summers yet. You know, the last 2 years during COVID really shut everything down. So I didn't do any performing. Actually, I was unemployed. I'm also out of Columbus. I'm a little stagehand. That was gone. So for about a year, I was completely performing and production. But I want to continue to do more fairs, more festivals. I love doing the daycares. I love seeing the smiles on the kids' faces. And really, it just keeps me busy all summer long.
Now, is there a Mr. Pickles song?
No. No. Maybe I should create one.
Theme song, of course.
I have a theme song.
Gotta have a song.
Right.
Maybe someone out there in the airwaves out there can come up with a Mr. Pickles song for me.
That'd be great.
Now, do you sing in your performance?
I do.
Now, what kind of things do you sing?
I sing songs from the Toy Story movies. I do a wonderful old Peter, Paul, and Mary song called The Marvelous Little Toy, which is a great song. This summer I started singing An Octopus's Garden by the Beatles, because one of the library themes this year is called Oceans of Possibilities.
Oh, okay.
That's what a lot of the reading, summer reading program is. So I try to mix it up and do things that the kids find fun and the families find fun.
Wow.
Now, can you give us a little bit of a song?
No.
Boy, you are closed door, Mr. Pickles. Now, let people again know when you're going to perform here, Mr. Pickles.
Today at 2 and 5 o'clock. And tomorrow, I think it's something like 1, 3, and 5.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Pickles. And how can I find you?
MrPicklesEntertainment.com. I also have a Facebook page if you want to look out there and find me out there. And I do spell Mr., M-I-S-T-E-R, because it's so much more fun that way.
I bet.
Mr. Pickles on Facebook and MrPicklesEntertainment.com.
Thank you, Mr. Pickles, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the fair. 43 minutes past the hour here with Linda Sims at the Marion County Fair. Linda, here we are. About 17 minutes left in our broadcast today. Now, how many years have you been coming to the fair?
All my life. All my life, I think. Basically, every year I may come and get something to eat or walk through the Coliseum, you know. And I was also teaching with Child Evangelism Fellowship over at the Coliseum. I think they're under this tent too today.
I think I've seen the Good News Club. Is that it? I've seen some of those T-shirts out here today. Now, how is that all going?
It's going really good. You know, because they also went on Facebook, so they were able to keep their audience during COVID. You know, and to really expand, they were able to reach children that they couldn't reach in the schools. You know, and I think also on YouTube. So, believe it or not, they had a spring fundraiser, raised close to $20,000 this summer.
Wow.
So they're really doing a great job. Still going on.
Now, what kind of resources do they provide?
They provide knowledge of the Bible. The Bible story, the salvation story. They also provide character, good character, leading kids toward being honest and how important it is to be honest, you know, and just being loving and giving and a purpose for your life.
You know, I was listening to one of your shows the other day, and you had a caller on who was talking about that the Bible is in the schools, but the problem is getting people to volunteer to participate in these adults.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of our, well, when I was at Grant Middle School, some of my biggest opposition was the principal or one of the teachers who say they were evangelicals, you know, born-again Christians. But what was the problem with having, it was after-school program, you know, so what was the problem with that or helping me to get students to attend the class, you know? I even had parents come and remove their children from the class. You know, so eventually I gave it up. Now, it's different in elementary. You know, I had big classes in elementary when I taught there, and they still do. You know, because kids are like, they're more innocent. You know what I mean? When they get into that middle school, I think they're automatically, like, coming to some different type of role or personality, you know? I know I did.
So when the administration would rub up against you, what kind of things were they having problems with?
I don't know. It was just getting the word out. Even though I had posters out and things like that, say if I wanted to go lunchroom and hand out flyers, they would let me do that too. Plus, they would let me come and when school would start, you know, they have the big, all the different programs they were offering, kids coming to get their schedules. And they also included me in that too, which was a great thing. But as school year goes on, it's like, help us to motivate kids to come that way. Help us to reach parents. The thing of that, Scott, I think people don't really understand the importance of a child even knowing the gospel, which is the truth, and how important it still is. You know, it's like, they don't think it's even, you know, important nowadays. What does my child need to know about those things? Don't be cramming Jesus down their throat. And that's not the purpose of Good News Club. Good news is about the good news, that Christ did come and die for our sins. You know, and was buried for 3 days and rose from the grave on the third day, right, and ascended up to heaven after he walked around the earth for 40 days. You know, and he's coming back again.
Why do you think there is such opposition?
There's so many weird teachings out there now. You know, that Jesus was not born of a virgin. I mean, God never asked us to explain him or why he did the things he did, why he created man and woman and the family. He never asked us to explain it, because who can explain God? We do not know his ways, but he just asks us to believe it. Do you believe what my word says? Do you read my word? Do you really take it to heart that I love you so much that I did these things for you, you know?
What do you make of the growth of the non-denominational churches?
Non-denominational to me means I'm not Baptist, I'm not Pentecostal, I'm not Seventh-day Adventist. It's more like I haven't put a label on myself. I'm just a believer in Christ Jesus. That's what non-denominational should be about and should represent.
Now, one of the biggest churches here in town, I won't say their name, but they are non-denominational. Why are they able to draw such big crowds?
There's no label. I think this makes people feel more free and more open. There's no label.
Why do you think it is that no labels is working so well?
Because people don't want to be put in a box. And I don't think God wants to be put in a box. Because he loves everybody. Of course he does. You know, because if he didn't, I don't think none of us would be existing today. Not that we earned it, right?
That's right. We do what we can here at this particular point. 49 minutes past the hour. We've got about 10 minutes left here with Linda Sims. Now, don't forget, she'll be on today live from 4:15 to 5 p.m. at the studio. Now, Sarah, who I'm sure is listening, our favorite bus driver, now her prize is at the studio. She said she'll be there by 5:10 to pick that up today. It's in an envelope on the soundboard. It says for Sarah. So Linda is hanging in there an extra 10 minutes for you, Sarah, so you can come by and get those. Now, we just recently passed our 8-year anniversary of this station.
No, we didn't really celebrate.
We're going to have to. We'll have to. At that time, there were things going on, but it'll all clear up here. And I think late July, early August, we will have a celebration like we normally do. Because the Christmas parties that we have had, which we've had 8 of those now, and we've had 7 anniversary parties, always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look forward to it. You know, it's hard work. And we have really put our heart, I believe, and soul into WWGH, you know, 107.1 FM radio. And we look forward to it. I mean, we have come together as a family. We support one another. We want to see how one another is doing, you know. And I just enjoy it. It's a part of my life.
Well, you know, I think 8 years. Mary Tyler Moore Show was only on 7 years. Cosby Show was only on 8 years. Golden Girls was only on 7 years. You know, a lot of these series don't run that long. We've run the course.
Yes, absolutely. And hopefully 8 more.
8 more. Well, you know, I don't see any reason to stop at this particular point.
I don't either, Scott. Let's keep it going.
Well, you know, I think we provide a service to the community. I ran into a gentleman here early on when I came to set up, and he was talking about how his wife and we stopped and saw the sign here in front of the booth in the exhibition center. He said, I listen to the obituaries every day because I don't get the newspaper anymore.
Right.
That's a service.
Yes, it is a service. Absolutely. And we have the weather report. You know, we try to keep up with the events that are going on in our city and like the open pantries for food, you know. So we're catering also to homeless people who may not have food or low-income families, you know, like the free produce that's put on by Logos Christian Ministries. We do have supporters. And people may not understand, a lot of our supporters are Christian-based. You know, and they are. And I do believe that's why we have really been on the air for 8 years, because Christ is in it.
Well, you know, and the thing about them are, which I appreciate quite a bit, they're long-term, they don't waver, and they don't object to anything we put on, because we are essentially a talk and information station, and nobody's program is interfered with. We don't tell anybody what to say, and that the supporters don't give a lot, really, they don't complain about anything, and that is how you get open opinion. That's how you get freedom of speech. That's the whole point. And so you have to appreciate those people.
That's true. You have to appreciate those people. And I haven't heard anything negative about what has come across WWDH, you know.
No, there's never been a negative moment as far as the programming goes. And the programming has all been archived. You know, recently we were going over that. 8 years of programming on the station. That's amazing that we've been on the air through a pandemic. We've been on the air through 3 different presidents. We've had 8 election nights, 8 Christmases. We were on the air from the Republican convention in 2016. We have broadcast from Pittsburgh and New York and Ohio, Cleveland, World Series. I mean, I don't know how it all got crammed in 8 years.
You're good, though, Scott.
Well, we get around. We get
yes,
around.
You do.
You get around after a while. You know, it's fun, we hope, for the listener.
Of course it is. People be astonished, wow, you know, who you have, you know, like Bill Cosby after he was released from prison, you know, Phil Donahue, you know, like Mr. Pickles and the other guy, he was on the, we went through the fair, the popcorn festival,
yeah.
He was on Mr. McFeely, Martha Dowse, you know, all those people pull right in and talk to them, you know what I mean, and interview them.
And a lot of people who are no longer with us, their interviews are archived at the station.
Yes, it is. Dick Gregory, you know, someone had just listened to that interview with Gregory. I didn't know you guys had, unless Scott gets those celebrities.
Dick Gregory was great, you know, for years. I think he passed away in 2017 or 18. But before that, he was a regular. He'd come on 4 or 5 times a year, and I had an interview with him in person in Columbus, I believe it was, down at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
So a great guy.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Very influential in the era of 70s. Very influential.
Outspoken.
Yes.
Always gave you his opinion, but that's the kind of guest you want.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the younger adult men, but listen to him, his opinion of things, and lead a lot of people in the right way.
Well, and he lives on now, these recordings.
Yes,
he does. You know, there is an immortality in that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Isn't that something that you never really die, right?
No, you really don't. I mean, you know, I think the secret to the everlasting life is exactly that. It's creating something.
Yes. Creating something. Our life, our voice is still around where people can listen in or whatever, or letters or books that people may have written, you know, they live on through these things, you know. So immortality, right?
Well, and it is a body of work.
Yeah.
You know, what is your point? And you pass that, you look back at your body of work, and you say, hey, you know, that's quite a bit of stuff. If somebody would try to listen to that, it would take them days, maybe even years, to go through all that material. Again, being on during the pandemic, being on during elections, being on during things that went on here in Marion that were important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last election we covered, you know, we had candidate night, you know, which was good, and that was inside the station, you know. It went good, and we had a fruitcake toss.
Oh, yeah, front page of the paper.
Right, that was neat. You know, we've just done some dynamic things and maybe unusual things that most people wouldn't even think of doing, you know. And I think that really made us stand out, regardless of some of the negativity that's out there.
Well, I think when you're doing something good, unfortunately, in the society we live in, much like as Mr. Pickles was saying earlier, there is negativity.
Yes. Seems to be the culture, right?
Yeah, I don't know. When do you think we came off the rails like that?
I don't know. I do know that envy and jealousy still exist. I do know that. And that has been from the beginning of time.
Do you think it's worse now than it was at the beginning of time?
Maybe just the same. It's just different people being affected by it. You know what I mean?
It's a funny world when you think about it, that people would rather tear down than build up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I never know what the motive is behind that. You know, to make other people unhappy, I guess.
You know, the Bible says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Now, when you think about that, now that's pretty cruel.
Now, where does somebody who does all these things and motives, a jealous person, where do they end up when their time's done?
Well, if they don't change their way, they won't be in the blue sky and coming to pick them up when it's time to go, that's for sure.
You know? Bad news for them.
Yes, bad news for them.
Yeah. 58 minutes past the hour, about a minute and a half left here with Linda. Do you want to remind you her show's on today at 4:15? Adam, the computer guy, today at 2:15. I'll be back tomorrow morning. 8:15 to 10 a.m. We have Glenn Google tomorrow from 10:15 to 1 p.m. And tomorrow we've got Pastor Craig and Nate. And I think it's just the two of them, a matter of fact, here tomorrow at the fair from 4 to 6 p.m. So a lot more great programming emanating here from the exhibition hall in the Marion County Fair.
Right, absolutely. It's been great talking to everyone.
Absolutely. We've got about a minute left here before we will wrap things up. Well, about a minute from now. So, Linda, again, remind everybody who's on the show today.
Marie Harrington. She had a ministry out at the Marion Correctional Institution, her and her husband. But he's passed on, and COVID came, so they weren't able to, you know, resurrect that ministry out there at the prison. But she has really struggled with the loss of not being able to witness to them and the loss of her husband. But Marie is a fun girl, so hoping that you'll tune in today at 4:30 to 5 o'clock, because she will be calling in. Hope to hear and see you then. Thank you.
Now remember, you can get WWGH live on the internet at WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world. From the Marion County Fair and for the Marion County Fair, this has been Mr. Pickles, Linda Sims, and Scott Spears. Make it a great day wherever you are.